good morning, good afternoon, depending on who's listening currently right now. This is Johnny Moto, let's say I'm the host today. Sure, let's go with that. The host of the Trade Show Minute. I think all week long I've been the co-host. I'll be the host today. So thanks for tuning in. I get to co-host with and or host with
Victoria Barola here. We are at Infocom 2017, Florida, Orlando, Florida.
Florlando.
Florlando.
There was a question mark on there.
Question mark.
Florida?
Florida. And we're here with our guest.
That's me, Skylar Meek, Screen Innovations Director of Marketing.
Welcome, welcome. Thank you for coming on to our show.
Thank you. It's good to be here, guys. You guys are front and center. Everyone's walking by, watching us, like, what are they doing?
Wow, we should have a sign that whoever's on be like, hey, this is who we're listening to.
Yeah, I should have brought my my SI logo. So I'm in marketing and I didn't bring my SI logo.
I was just going to say, Victoria, you should probably look at marketing as a career, right? I mean, just a suggestion.
You guys don't know anything about marketing, do you?
I don't.
Well, welcome. And what are you looking for at Infocom 2017 and what's at your booth?
Oh, man, you know what? This is... I just have to say it's an extremely, I'm extremely proud to just be here in the first place. I mean, we're actually kind of new to the commercial channel. I don't know, I think we talked about that a little bit last year, but we got our roots in the residential channel.
CJ.
Yeah, and you know, we kind of have been just taking over the whole world there and set our sights on the commercial channel, Infocom, and I am learning that the two are totally different, totally different. I mean, there are just almost innumerable different actual segments within the commercial channel. Whereas residential, it's, you know, it's kind of all the same. You know, home theater, you have a home theater kind of thing.
That's pretty accurate.
So it's been an absolute pleasure. I'm very happy to be here. And Screen Innovations is a new, I guess, face. Most people I've talked to haven't even heard of ALR, which is kind of our bread and butter. It's kind of how we got a name for ourselves. ALR means ambient light rejection screen technology. So we're here, we're planting our flag, we're saying, hey, ALR is the way to go, and come by and see us.
Well, so let's talk about this. Since you mentioned that most people in the commercial space, screen innovation is new, so to say, I guess to say in the commercial side, talk about, even though we did last year, just a general overview, what brought you into the commercial space?
You know, it's just, it's opportunity, really. It's just, I mean, there's a market there, there's people out there thirsting for something new and something different. And I think we saw that, and, you know, we kind of accomplished that within the residential channel. And we noticed that within the commercial channel, there wasn't a whole lot of people out there doing anything new. And so we wanted to change that. We wanted to give people something they had never seen before. And so we came in, we showed people Black Diamond, we showed people our Slate ambient light rejecting technology, and it just blew their minds. And so every time that we do that, people come in, and it's almost like every single person, like I was saying, every single conversation I've had has just been a totally different use case. And they kind of gravitate towards one solution or one unique offering or something, and it's just kind of crazy.
First of all, where can we go see you?
So we are booth 2067. We're kind of from where y'all are. We're kind of just straight back to the left.
Okay,
straight
back and to the left.
Yeah,
got it.
It's easier for me to work in visuals because I'm a visual guy. So
that's okay. I try and give directions like north, east, southwest.
I don't get that.
That's how I operate. But my friend from the UK thinks I'm crazy. She's like, "What?"
Yeah, you tell me northeast, southwest. I'm like, okay, but left or right? Which direction are you talking about?
Well, is that my left or your left? I mean,
yeah, exactly. Which
are you
way
upside
are you
down?
Facing?
Or are you hanging around? I don't know.
Yeah.
So I guess I have a question. So as someone who's new to the industry, and I'm sure we've talked about this before, I'm in it for maybe a year, year and a half, 2 years in this industry. I have my CTS already.
Congratulations. That's awesome.
Thank you. I'm still trying to wrap my mind around this huge industry. Can you give us, people that are new to the industry, some advice?
You know what? I'm new to the industry. So I just celebrated my 3-year anniversary with Screen Innovations on Monday. So before that, you know, I had zero experience in the CICE industries at all. But the one thing I can tell you is that it's everything in this industry is a lot smaller than you would ever think. I mean, there's a ton of people here, but the actual people in the industry the, you know, the guys who are the manufacturers and that kind of stuff. It's just relationships. It's just getting to know people and understanding people. We have Lucette here. Lucette is our PR gal.
Hey.
Told you I was going to call you out. Lucette is, I bask in Lucette's shadow because Lucette knows everyone. Yeah, and it's true. I mean, that's the one thing I can say. And it's also familiarize yourself with the future and don't get locked into any one solution, because there are so many different solutions out there. You just have to go find them. You know, there's a lot of noise and things that go along with that, and a lot of hype, but don't lock yourself into one solution and meet people. Just go out and meet people. I'm sure you do enough of that already. But
I try, yeah, at least with these interviews. And don't be afraid to eat the microphone, because Johnny eats them for breakfast. So.
I don't want to steal Johnny's breakfast.
I mean, you can have yours.
It's okay. I don't eat breakfast. It makes my stomach hurt.
So that's why there's microphones.
Awesome.
Okay, so thank you. That helps me out. I'm happy to see that, you know, there's other people coming into the industry. Are you, what were you before the EV?
So before I got into the AV industry, I actually did video production. I started out with that, and actually that's how I met Ryan Gustafson, our CEO, because I came in and did some videos for him, and just saw their products, and the rest was history. It's like, hey, come join us, you know? I did, and I just started to learn everything about the industry, and my mind was blown. So I fell in love, and here I am.
That's the experience I had, so it's a great industry. It's very overwhelming, at least the first time you're at InfoCom, but I mean, it totally pays off because, you know, you're in it, you get sucked in, and you're not leaving.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's overwhelming at first, but, you know, when I, like I said, this is my third year with the company, and the more and more I'm in it, the less overwhelming it becomes, because, you know, you start seeing where, you know, the pieces fall and where different companies are and that kind of thing, and you start meeting all the people behind the big brands and things which is really fun.
Hey, Skylar, so I'm going to ask you after this question what you're showing at the booth, like, because Victoria and I are basically here for 20 minutes live with professionals like yourself, so we don't really get a chance to walk the floor. I'm going to ask you one thing that we can see or that we have to see at the show, but before we get there, there's a lot of people that aren't here at InfoCom today. Where can we go to learn more about Screen Innovations?
So you can go to our website, www.screeninnovations.com. or our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/screeninnovations. We also have Twitter, which is @SIScreens. And I think we have LinkedIn and all that stuff, but those three will get you there.
Okay.
So, and as far as the things to see at InfoCom, unfortunately, I'm in the same boat as you are, because I've been here since Saturday, and I have not had the chance to walk around. Unfortunately, being part of the booth crew and, you know, the actual team, you just kind of, you have to stay in your little bubble, and you don't really ever get to leave. They chain you to the truss there. So I haven't actually gotten to run around and see anything. So maybe you guys have some insight for me, but in our booth, we've got some really incredible products. Like I said, everything that I'm learning is just so solutions based.
Yeah.
Like for instance, we've got a film, which is something I call our window tint screen. It's ambient light rejecting. And it basically, we sell it as a window tint that we sold rolled up, and you just throw it onto a window or a plexiglass surface, stick a projector behind it, and you've got a screen.
That's awesome.
So retail storefront solutions, I mean, lots of really cool stuff like that. We also are celebrating our 10th year anniversary with Black Diamond. So Black Diamond was our, I don't know if you've heard of it, I'm sure you have, but it was our first ALR screen that we introduced almost 10 years ago to the residential world. It kind of just changed things forever. So we've been limited in height to 120 inches. To celebrate our anniversary, Black Diamond, 10 years, we're actually introducing a larger version called Black Diamond XL, which will go to 78 inches high, which is a 150-inch diagonal optical layer-based ambient light rejection screen.
As a marketing person, this probably would have been actually before, but I would call it a bigger, blacker diamond.
You know,
it's just a thought.
There were a lot of really funny ideas floating around, and I'm not sure who landed on XL, but I'll take the blame for missing that opportunity.
Again, just a thought that probably would have been shut down.
You know what? I think maybe next year, you look above our booth, we might have that slogan, and it'll have Johnny Moda underneath it.
I'll take it.
Yeah. Yeah.
One more time, where can we go to learn more about Screen Innovations online?
Yeah, so screeninnovations.com, and then our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/screeninnovations, and then Twitter, which is @SIScreens.
Perfect. Victoria, yep. For people out there listening and want to learn more about Ray Pubs, obviously Infocom 2017, where can we go to learn about everything that we're doing here? Videos, blogs?
Sure, so the video, blogs,
podcasts,
everything. You can find it at ravepubs.com/infocom2017. That's where you'll find this recording later on posted as well, if you wanted to share and spread the love as well. If you wanted to listen into our other scheduled podcasts live, you can go to ravepubs.com/infocom2017/live. Rave Pubs is also on Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, everything at Rave Pubs. I'm in the Twitter land as @BarellaVictoria_, so that's BarellaVictoria_, and Johnny.
Oh my gosh, how did you do that?
The Mickey Mouse one.
Yeah, I'm at JMoto3 on basically everything except Snapchat, because that guy is an imposter. He also, fun fact, stole my Microsoft Office. I will find you.
Dude, you have an imposter?
Yes.
How can I get one of those?
He's an evil twin, and I don't... or maybe I'm the evil one. Either way, he's not nice. But again, it's at JMoto3, and you can just reach out, Johnny. I have an AV Insider podcast, which is part of the Rave Radio Network. Victoria has a very unique show for the young AV professionals, which is?
Coffee with Millennials, where I bring a young person in the industry or trying to get in, and a professional. We just have a cup of coffee and chat and talk everything technology. We got over it. So, I welcome you on it if you like,
especially
with you being maybe new, but a pro in the industry as well, so maybe your experiences on how this industry is impacting you as well.
Absolutely, yeah.
Cool.
I welcome the invite, thank you.
And thanks for being on our show today. I hope you enjoy the rest of your Infocom 2017.
Thank you guys, having a blast.
Thanks for listening, everybody. This has been the Trade Show Minute.